North Dakota real estate headlines. New ND property records search tool consolidates deeds, liens, and permits. PropertyChecker.com has launched a North Dakota-specific portal that lets users search property records, find owner information, look up purchase history, and access deed, tax, loan, and lien records in one place. Real estate professionals in ND can streamline due diligence by consolidating multiple record searches, previously requiring separate county visits, into a single online workflow. Add https://northdakota.propertychecker.com to your closing checklist for faster title research and client verification. North Dakota real estate headlines, ND commission rates in focus, what Redfin's 2024 data shows local agents. Redfin published a guide covering North Dakota real estate commission expectations for 2024, including typical costs and factors that influence rates. Understanding current commission structures helps ND agents competitively price their services and educate clients in a shifting market. Review Redfin's breakdown to benchmark your 2020-24 commission strategy against statewide expectations. North Dakota real estate headlines. North Dakota login portal now required for land management system access. The North Dakota login authentication system is the gateway for accessing the state's land management system public records portal. Real estate professionals in ND rely on land records and public documents for due diligence, title research, and property transactions. Ensure your North Dakota login credentials are active to maintain uninterrupted access to land records at https://lms.land.nd.gov/public-records/. North Dakota real estate headlines. ND Tax Commissioner coordinates assessor training and resources. The Office of State Tax Commissioner partners with assessing organizations to provide coordinated training and resources for local property assessors. Real estate professionals in ND rely on accurate property valuations for transactions, financing, and market analysis, making assessor competency directly relevant to their work. Review available assessor resources at http://tax.nd.gov/local-government/resources-assessors to stay informed about local valuation practices. North Dakota real estate headlines. Stark County property records and searches now available online for ND real estate pros. The Stark County, North Dakota website provides online access to property records and search tools. Real estate professionals in ND can streamline due diligence, verify ownership, and research property history without visiting county offices in person. Access Stark County property records and searches at the official county portal. North Dakota real estate updates. ND Association of Realtors commission info now available for ND pros. The North Dakota Association of Realtors has published real estate commission information for consumers on its website. ND real estate professionals can reference this resource to ensure transparency and consistency in commission discussions with clients. Review the commission details at ireal.wwrealtors.com/consumers/real-estate-commissioned-info/ to stay aligned with association guidance. Background and context, the HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CCNRs, four documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study, is the association underfunded? The most recent two annual budgets, the delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag. Below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50,000 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period. Background and context, why due diligence periods are getting shorter, and what survives the squeeze? In tight markets, sellers compress diligence windows from 30 days to 7 to 10. The items that survive a compressed window are the ones with hard external dependencies, title work, survey, environmental phase one, because they cannot be parallelized further. Inspections and financing contingencies tend to get squeezed first. Buyers who try to do the same diligence in one-third of the time produce lower quality findings and end up with surprises at closing. Knowing what cannot be compressed is the difference between a clean close and a retrade. Build a parallel track diligence calendar, what runs concurrently and what blocks what. Background and context, a 5-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers four things. 1, parcel zoning matches intended use. 2, setback dimensions match the survey. 3, any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. 4, contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most ND jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission.